In this week's parsha, we are given the first national mitzvah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month will be for you the first of all months. Shmos, chapter 12, verse 2. God gave Moshe the instructions for establishing the lunar calendar. After disappearing towards the end of the month, the moon reappears and signals the beginning of a new month. The Talmud explains that after receiving the testimony of those who saw the new moon, the Jewish court proceeded to declare the new month and dispatched messengers to inform the greater Jewish community. One would imagine that a great deal of divine thought went into choosing the first mitzvah to be given to the fledgling Jewish nation. The first mitzvah would set the tone and serve as the foundation for our national consciousness. And if we are honest, we find ourselves a bit surprised by God's decision. There are so many dramatic, meaningful, covenantal mitzvos that help to shape our relationship with God and with one another. Mitzvos like Bris Milah, circumcision, Shabbos, Tzedakah, and Emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet despite the numerous choices, the first mitzvah God gives us is something that most people are not even directly involved in. Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctification of the new moon, is a technical calendrical necessity that does not appear to carry incredible meaning for the common man. Why did God choose this mitzvah as our first? In order to answer this question, we must examine the juxtaposition of the plague of darkness, Choshech, to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctification of the new moon. In describing the plague of darkness, the Torah states, They did not see each other, and no one rose from his place for 3 days. But for all the children of Israel, there was light in their dwellings. It's from Shmos, Perek Yud, Pasuk of Gimel, Perek chapter 10, verse 23. The Chizkuni, Reb Chizkiyo ben Manoach, a 13th century commentary, points out that the word dwellings teaches us that wherever the Jews went, they had light. Wherever they established their dwelling, the light followed. During the earlier plagues, if the Jew wanted to escape the divine wrath, he had to remain in Goshen. If he ventured out into Egypt proper, he ran the risk of being harmed by the plagues. However, when it came to darkness, the Jew had light wherever he traveled. But why was the plague of darkness different than the previous ones? The Arachaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Ramoshe ibn Attar, who lived from 1696 to 1743, explains that the plague of darkness was an external manifestation of an internal state of disrepair. The Egyptians were so overcome by anger, animosity, rage, and hatred that darkness filled their souls. And this inner darkness became so intense that it flowed out and darkened the world around them. When a person is filled with bitter darkness, it prevents them from seeing any light in the world. Yet, in the very moment when the Egyptians were blanketed by their internal darkness, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hayar b'moshevelsam, the Jewish people had light in all of their dwellings. Life was far from idyllic. The Jewish nation still bore the emotional and physical scars of barbaric slavery, but they made a decision to focus on the light. Our ancestors made a decision to focus on the good. They made a decision to gird themselves with optimism, dreams, and hope. There were many obstacles, both present and future. They knew not what awaited them, but they knew that God loved them and would take care of them. They knew that their leaders, Moshe and Aaron, would lay down their lives for them. They knew that they were the children of the patriarchs and matriarchs, and as such were heirs to a great spiritual destiny. The nation of Israel suffered loss, humiliation, and defeat. They would have been within their right to become bitter and filled with resentment, but they didn't. They made a decision to focus on the positive. By maintaining an optimistic disposition, they made a decision to create luminescent light. The truly amazing reality is that when you decide to create your personal light, it follows you wherever you go and illuminates even the darkest of paths. Rashi explains that Moshe had difficulty seeing the new moon, even as God himself pointed it out. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah explains that no matter how much Moshe strained himself, he saw nothing but darkness. God turned to Moshe and he said, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this month is for you. If you want light, then Lachem, you must create it yourself. Moshe was waiting for God to illuminate the dark night. God reminded Moshe, you must create your own light. This is the deeper meaning of Kiddush HaChodesh, of the mitzvah of sanctification of the new moon. God gives us time, God gives us opportunities, but God doesn't give us the light. We must produce it ourselves. At the beginning of each new month, we walk outside, we look heavenward, and it is dark. We look up and it is difficult to see the light. We walk into the darkness and we pledge to ourselves to do our best to create new and beautiful light. We vow to be like our ancestors in Egypt who illuminated the dark night with their internal luminescent optimism and hope. Life is difficult. Life is challenging. Life is often an uphill struggle. But we have the ability to create light within the darkness. If we focus on the positive, if we maintain an unconquerable sense of optimism, if we choose to see the good in our world, in ourselves, and in one another, we can illuminate even the darkest of circumstances. Too often we wait for others to provide us with happiness, fulfillment, and light. If you want to dispel the darkness, the power is in your hands. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month will be for you the first of all months, is not simply a technical mitzvah for the measurement of time. It is a mandate for successful living. The world is often dark. Find the courage to create your own light. I take this opportunity to wish all of you and your families and your communities a wonderful, beautiful, fulfilling, restful, and luminescent Shabbos.